The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. I'm your host, Michael Bass, fourth generation of Friedland Industries in Lansing. Let's get started. Last week, we talked about what a scrap dealer really means when stating we pay the highest prices, and how you, the public, need to be careful when you hear something like this, since it could be a little misleading and a difficult promise to always deliver. I mentioned how our approach is to educate the public on how to earn more, rather than stating we always pay more. And it got me thinking about another key ingredient to Friedland's success. Aside from pricing, there are other things to consider as well when deciding with whom to recycle. This is where I would like to commend the staff at Friedland for the service they provide our customers. Scrapping, or recycling, can be an intimidating process, especially if you've never done it before. But from the moment people arrive at our facility with material to recycle, they're guided the entire way through the process from, well, Friedlanders. But wait, there's more. Friedlanders with smiles on their faces. When I say that we like to educate the public on how to earn more money, I mean that quite literally. Our scale operators will actually show you how to separate copper from brass when possible while you stand at the scale, or how to turn irony aluminum into clean aluminum ahead of time, if it's easy enough for you to do so before selling it. From weighing material in, to dropping it off, to getting an education, to receiving money at the cashier's window, it's our goal to make any experience with us a great one. The reason that happens is because of the associates at Friedland. So this one goes out to all the Friedlanders, the friendly staff who make Friedland a great place to recycle with. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. To learn more, go to friedlandindustries.com. That's FRIEDLAND industries.com.